How's that sound? Praise God. I say, oh, we're going to have church now.
Yes, right.
Amen. Glory.
But I was just going to say, you know, I'm thankful. I don't just want to be in that number. I know I'm going to be.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
In fact, I'm already in that number.
That's right.
And I had joy with him in that number before the foundation.
Amen.
Before there was a star in the sky or a speck of dirt, I had joy with him.
That's right.
And I'm having joy with him tonight.
Yeah.
If you don't know where that's at, we'll talk to you upstairs. But that's the Bible in
there. Yes, his word.
That he took counsel with his own will, his own thoughts. Is that right? Well, praise God. I'm so thankful to be here. If you want to go ahead and sit down for just a moment here, I want to talk a little bit about my trip here. Brother Andy was speaking with me here just a little bit in the back. And, we were privileged to be associated with you all go over here to the Ivory Coast here last month, and Brother Eric Sama, he actually usually has really good preachers, don't he? But no, he was very pleased. He's a great man of God. He knows Brother Tim Humes and different people, and he's got quite a ministry actually himself. He just got back from Zimbabwe with Brother Tim Myers, and they preached, I think, like 6,000 people in big tents. So they do big tent meeting and stuff. So I'm like, man, why is this guy want me here? But it's his own church, so he wants to have different people come in and stuff. So we had real great meetings, and I was trying. I've got some pictures. I'll try and send them here to Brother Andrew here in the next few days or so. Different pictures of the meetings and stuff. And we had a large convention. We were at a couple thousand people. We also traveled during the next week and ministered as well. And so we were blessed to, like I said, have pictures and stuff. And one of the pictures, I actually seen one of them because I got to tell Brother Andrew, I don't want to be, you never want to be a skeptic, but you also don't want to be a fanatic. Oh, well, somebody got all over our hands. Oh, there's a statue of tears. But one brother, he actually managed to capture on one of the photographs. Actually, three of the photographs, he managed to take a picture of the pillar of fire through the assembly. It's funny because I remember the one day I was ministering, I was telling people, we're talking about the reality of God and God's presence being unrecognized. I said, you can receive the pillar of fire is moving through this place right now. And I don't know if it was when I was saying that they took the picture or not, but that was the very thing they captured on film. So God has visited his people. I believe that same God is here tonight. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I believe when I walk in the door, he walked in with me.
Amen.
I believe when I walk out tonight, he's walking out with me.
Amen. That's right.
And it's just a matter of recognizing him. And it's just like the woman that with the blood issue. We can't be blessed by God unless we can recognize his presence is here.
Amen. That's right.
Touch us. Amen. If we think that God is far away.
That's right.
You know, and this is the thought I want you to understand tonight. The God that did these miracles and he did all these things, he's not over in the Ivory Coast only.
That's right. Amen.
He's not just up in heaven floating around where you see him with a Hubble Space Telescope. The same God is here tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Like Brother Branham said, the deity's not in heaven, the deity's here. Amen.
Yes, sir.
The deity's here tonight. He's taken on a tabernacle, is that right? Taking on a body.
Yes, sir.
We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
That's right.
And it's an amazing thing to me that God had no
greater plan or greater place to dwell than in his people.
Right.
And it's like I tell people all the time, God has nothing better to do with his time.
Lord Jesus.
To spend it with us.
Amen.
I get busy sometimes. I got time for my kids or I ain't got time for this. I have to prioritize my time and I have to divide it up. And I tell you what, the older you get, the more responsible you get. You're just cutting that pie smaller and smaller.
Right.
It's true.
Right.
God's got nothing better to do at the top of his list than spend time with his children.
Right. Amen.
Everything he's done was for one purpose, and you are tonight that purpose.
That's right. Right.
And, you know, and I'll speak about this here just a little bit, but, you know, it's really become a thing to me to understand what Brother Brandon said, the value of one soul.
That's right, brother.
Amen. It's worth 10,000 worlds to God.
Yes, sir.
And we've seen many miracles before, and we saw miracles on this. You know, we've seen the blinded eyes open and the lame walk and things like that. But I desire God, the souls for his kingdom more than anything else.
That's right.
Brother, that's the main thing. And so I didn't keep count. I'll be around him. But we had dozens of people just coming forward, families coming forward, people coming forward. Wanted to give their lives to the Lord, wanted to receive the Holy Ghost, wanted to rededicate their lives to the Lord.
Yes, Lord, amen.
We just had great meetings, and we also seen many different healings. People testified they were healed in the meetings of kinds of chronic problems, things they just had, things they've had for years. God's done all kinds of things.
Yes,
great
thank Lord.
God, amen.
Amen.
And I share that not to be somebody, but because, like I said, that same life is here today.
That's right, praise
and,
the Lord.
He's not a respecter of persons.
Hallelujah.
He's not interested in my flesh.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And so I believe, amen, because I don't know, probably none of y'all, I don't know if I've ever been overseas or anything like that, but you get back and it's funny, people are like, wow, well, it's just amazing what God does over there. And I'm thinking, well, the prophet said that the word of God will keep the devil in place.
Amen.
Anywhere,
that's right.
Amen.
Yes.
So it's not a matter of being in a certain place. I'm in that place. It's in Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
In Christ,
amen.
You're in the right place tonight.
Yeah. Amen.
To receive whatever you need is from God. Amen.
That's right.
Excuse me, I tell you what, during the convention, I preached Sunday morning, and I tell you what, God's presence, I was talking about the time Brother Graham saw that woman dance in church, and he kind of despised it a little bit in his heart, and then he said the next thing he was up dancing with her.
That's right.
So he realized what it was, he just didn't have no victory.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And I tell you, I just share this real quick, I'm saying this, said, of course, most Methodist churches don't have the problem Brother Graham has because nobody dances. Anymore.
Come on, brother.
And you never know what you're saying where. And I'm in an area where there's a great deal of people, they love to worship God, and there's a lot of formalism. It's like another church I preach, and I preach on the Holy Ghost, receiving the Holy Ghost, and the brother didn't tell me ahead of time they don't believe in that church. But yet I had dozens of people, they wanted to receive Christ and come forward and stuff. The pastor even tried to kind of work it out afterwards, but you know, it's too late. God, they'd already written. We don't believe this nonsense. We believe what he said because it's what the prophet said.
That's right.
The same Holy Ghost at Pentecost, amen.
That's right.
The same Holy Ghost we have. It's not a lesser person or some third or fourth person. It's the same God,
amen.
But I mentioned that in this meeting. I tell you what, Brother James, it broke out. We worship.
That's right.
What, I was dancing around and jumping. I didn't realize what I was doing. I was drunk.
That's right.
By the time I got there, I tell you what, I walked out of there and I and I said, I'm not young enough to do that stuff. I didn't do that when I was in the world like that. Man, I'm like, what was I on? I know what I was on. I was on the Holy Ghost. So I believe tonight we can just have church, amen, because God is here, amen.
Amen.
You want to stand for just a moment here for the reading of the word tonight?
Yes, sir.
I'm just so happy. And I tell you what, it's like a refreshing for me.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
And I see, you know, because when I come back here, I realize that God, he's no different, amen.
That's right.
I see God moving meetings here, amen.
Yes, sir.
I just believe it's the grace of God. And it's the Great Commission. The first orders. And if you can't be a missionary, send one. Amen.
That's right. Yes, sir.
The prophet said.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you where to go, did I? 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'll just read here the first 10 verses, if that's all right.
Amen.
He says here, the Apostle Paul, he says, we then as workers together with him, I want you to consider that we're working with him, not just for him.
That's right.
But we're working with him. We're
amen.
Working with Jesus.
Exactly.
We are,
yes, sir.
We're laboring together with him. We're yoked with him. We're on the same yoke. Amen.
Amen.
We beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience. And if you don't have patience, don't be a minister. Amen. Don't be a Christian, I guess.
Yeah,
that's right. In much patience and afflictions and necessities and distresses, in stripes and imprisonments and torments and labors and watchings and fasting. This is the grace of God in his life.
That's right. Yes, sir.
He's speaking of here. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers, amen.
That's right.
And this guy, he's blowing smoke out the stack here. And yet true, as unknown, and yet known, as dying, behold, we live.
Amen.
As chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing,
oh, glory to God.
As poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing
yes.
all things. Yes. This man, Paul, his life was a paradox. Yeah.
That's right, that's it.
If you're a Christian, Lord, your life is a paradox. Amen. Amen. Let's just have Father, a word of prayer here. Father, we do thank you tonight, Lord. We share these testimonies, and by the grace of God, we will continue to speak tonight now. May you give an unction by the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
Father.
Father.
Right, Lord, as I submit this vessel to you for your use, Father, may I just say nothing to your will, but may you be glorified in all these things, Father. And I pray, Lord, if there's one here tonight, maybe they're not where they need to be tonight. None of us are, God, but maybe there's just somebody tonight they're ready to come up higher. You have
yes,
something
Lord.
To say to them
yes,
tonight,
Father.
I pray you take me wherever you need me to go, Father. Take me off my notes, Lord. Give an utterance that would. Lord, not just touch their flesh or their minds, but touch the very soul, the very
yes,
heart
of a
man
Lord.
Or a woman here tonight. Lord, bless each of these, we pray. Father, for that we have need of your utterance tonight, Father. Only your word is spirit and life. Only you can quicken that which is dead, Father.
Yes, Lord.
So I just trust tonight. We come here trusting tonight, Lord. Not to hear from a man, but to hear from our high priest, to hear from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you to speak now. We know you will. And we do thank you for it, Father. We give you the praise, glory, and honor. May we be mindful that it is you that would speak to us tonight. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I believe that I have a direction from the Lord tonight. I prepared a service that I was going to minister on the way here. God, I everything that I have here on my notes tonight, I prepared it here in the last hour. So I believe it's God. I'd like to read another scripture to you. You don't have to turn it if you don't want to, but it's on the same line of thinking as 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15, and as a text tonight, we took this first reading, and I want to speak on his grace was not in vain. Amen. His grace was not in vain. Paul said, we beseech you that you don't receive this grace in vain. So a man can have grace from God. God can offer, he can extend grace, he can give a calling, he can give a purpose, he can hand out grace, and yet if we refuse to cooperate with God and work together with him, we refuse to allow God to do that through us, we're receiving the grace of God in vain, amen? Well, praise the Lord. I tell you what, that's a sobering thought for some of us, hopefully. But God can literally be trying to hook us up, Brother Kent, and trying to do for us and trying to bless us, and we can resist it, not even always knowing what we're doing, but yet we are trying to do something,
yes.
but we're not doing it with him.
That's right.
We've actually taken the grace of God, and we've received it in vain.
Come on now.
And so his grace, amen, here I want to read in 2 Corinthians, 15 verse 9, the Apostle Paul speaking again of his own ministry. Says, for I'm the least of the apostles, that I'm not meet to be called apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain.
Amen.
Amen. So here we see a man who God has given him grace, and that grace was not in vain.
Amen.
He says, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I.
Oh, glory
and see, this
to
is
God.
The secret,
That's
amen.
It. Yes, Lord.
Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach the soberly. In other words, it didn't really matter who it was the grace of God that did it.
Amen.
And so whether you heard it from Peter, you heard
that's
it from
right.
me, God's grace has been extended to you,
yeah.
and that's
you,
what's
Lord.
Doing it. So when he says, when I
Thank
labored
you,
more abundantly, I suffered more than the other apostles, I preached more, I went and did more. Yet it wasn't me, it was my ability to yield
right.
to the grace of God that he bestowed in my life. And that's what allowed me to be who I am. Because it's by his grace I am who I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So his grace which was bestowed on Paul was not in vain. And that's my subject tonight. His grace was not in vain.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And at the end of the road in my life, I'm going to look back and say his grace was not in vain in
right.
my life.
Amen.
I don't know how you feel about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's my desire. I want to be able to testify as Paul.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever measure he gave me, Brother Kent, he might have given me one talent, he might have given me five.
Right. Yes,
whatever
Lord.
It is, I don't want to bury it in the ground.
That's right.
But I want to take it. I want to get an increase for him. Amen. Because it wasn't my money.
That's right.
It's not my talents. It's his. I'm just giving it back to him at the end of the day. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to read a quote here. And it's a little bit longer, if that's all right. But Brother Branham says in Perfect Strength by Perfect Weakness 61, he says this here. He says, the important thing, one of the important things that we must master. He says, now remember this, especially you young preachers. I say amen.
Amen.
I'll go into this here in just a few moments, but he says, and lay members alike, there's one thing you've got to master if we expect to fulfill God's desire in our life, and that is we have to master the thought of human ability.
Come on now.
If we ever get to a spot where we think we can do it with our own intelligence and our own abilities, we've got to master that in such a way that we can get rid of the thing and lay it aside so that God can use us. That's right.
Yes, Lord.
And make a complete surrender.
Amen.
We cannot use one ability.
That's right. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
praise
man.
The Lord.
That's what we can screw it up. We'll allow God to do 80% of the work, but we'll help him do the rest.
Right. Come on now.
That's right.
Door.
Amen.
We've got to make a complete surrender. And you come to God, you've got to surrender him both soul, body and spirit.
That's
everything
right.
you are has to be surrendered to God in order that he can work his will in you and me.
Amen.
He says, now that's hard, I know, because we're always wanting to put our part in.
Amen.
Something that we know, you know, that we want to do it. We say, well, I just know it's got to be done this way.
Right. Better, brother. Yeah. Come on.
Nobody in the message does that, because we ain't got it figured out already anyway.
Yeah. Come on,
amen.
Brother,
well,
preach.
It's got to be just a certain way. I've got it all visualized, and I've written it out, and I've got a battle plan. We're going to commit to this,
right.
And I've got it all figured out, and this is what God's going to do. It might be a million miles off.
That's right, sure.
Come on, brother.
Yeah.
And as long as we're there, we won't be able to hear what God wants to do. We'll be
that's
struggling
right.
under human effort, amen?
Yes, sir.
He said you can speak the mountains, move it. You're going to try and move a mountain with your own natural strength? Come on.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Amen. It's like Wigglesworth used to say, you can do more in 5 minutes with the Spirit of God than your entire lifetime by yourself.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
And that's the truth, amen. God will take a man like John the Baptist and raise him for 30
that's
years.
Glory
use him
God.
For 6 months. Why? Because God is looking to do something in that man's life. And God's ability is greater than man's ability, amen.
Sure.
And we all acknowledge that, but yet how often
right.
in our
right.
practice do we practice that? Do we acknowledge it in our practice? Because so many times we think, oh, yeah, God can do anything. God can do it better than I can. But yet, we trust in our own ability.
Hit it, brother. Preach.
Amen.
Come on. Yes, sir.
He says, I just know it should be done this way. But as long as you're doing it that way, it's going to be wrong. And God will never use that effort.
That's right.
Never.
Maybe with the help of the Lord, we're going to get in that few minutes and just show how God cannot use your ability.
Oh,
that's
on,
what's the matter with the world today.
Us,
there's too much seminary experience, too
yes.
much placed upon education.
That's right.
Too much placed upon relationship or fellowships and denominations. We rest on one another. We rest upon men with ability.
Hit it, brother. Preach.
Hello, there's nothing wrong with fellowships or
sure.
brothers and sisters. But the problem is when we get to a place where we place our confidence now above
right.
God. Amen.
Yes, right.
And now we are trusting in the ministry.
Hit it, brother.
We're
preach.
Trusting in a man. We're trusting in a certain thing.
Come on.
And we've moved away from trusting in God. And it's a very fine line because it can be a God-called ministry.
Yeah.
It could be a God-called avenue. It could be a God-called gift. It could be a God. God could take a fellowship and raise up. But yet if we get away from if we look at the gift.
Yes, Lord.
Instead of the giver, we've missed the purpose of God.
Hallelujah.
Because God's purpose was not to glorify a gift. It was not to glorify
praise
man, it was to glorify himself.
Amen.
Amen. Now he says here, the
praise
Bible said, how can you have faith when you're trying to remember what scripture says? How can you have faith when you're preferring one another? When we are expecting, saying, this guy, he's a great person. This
praise
is a great
brother.
Person. I'll just lean upon him. That displeases God when
that's
you
right.
do that.
Yes, sir. That's right.
We must lean upon God and God
amen.
Alone.
Yes,
we mustn't trust in the ability of ourselves or any man.
Amen.
Including ourselves.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
We must completely yield to God.
Thank
no
you.
Ability. I don't care whose it is. We'll never be usable in the sight of God.
Oh,
God has to get all of our abilities out of us before he can achieve his purpose. If he's got something for us to do, as long as we feel we can do a pretty good job out of it,
sure.
then we'll never be able to be used of God.
That's right.
Now you say you're making an awful broad statement there, Brother Branham. He says, that is a problem, but just look around and find out whether it's right or not. Look around today at our great achievement we think we've done.
Amen. Yes, sir. That's right.
I say look around, amen.
Amen.
And where is Christianity in the United States? look at all of our churches and denominations and evangelists and healing campaigns and everything we've had, and what is it? Worse than it ever was in the beginning.
That's right. Preach, brother.
Amen. The harder you try, the worse it gets. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
How many's ever had a day like that? Yeah. It's worse off today than it was because we have tried to do it in human ability.
That's it.
They right. gather together and make long prayers and go out here.
Come on now.
Right.
Yes, sir.
This is an interesting. I was going to stop there, but he makes a statement. I just want to point this out. This is how the other day, where they had somebody, 150,000 or something like that, gathered together, both Protestant and Catholic, say some prayers and pray some prayers and make some prayers and so forth. We had that happen recently. They had the charismatics, I think it's 500,000, remember, they all went to pray over the Pope.
Yeah.
Right. Had the same thing, is that right? Now watch what he says. They might as well have not gathered.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, brother.
Right.
It's not worth nothing in the sight of God.
Right. Okay.
Amen. Brother Bramley, I was talking to Brother Andy in the back. He preaches a sermon on leadership. And he talks about this different places, but he preaches about leadership at the end of his ministry. He talks about there's two men. They're rich young rulers. Amen.
Get it, brother.
The first one is the man, he comes to Jesus. Of course, we know the story probably, but he comes to Jesus and he says, "Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now see, he was trusting in his natural human ability to receive eternal life, and his own words condemned him.
That's
how can you inherit something you earned, Brother Kent?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Night, but hey, great. Nice to see you, buddy. How can you inherit something if you're working for it? It's no longer inheritance.
Right.
It's a reward. It's
right.
a payment.
Right.
Amen? If it's an inheritance, the only reason you're getting it is because you're part of the family.
Lord,
you might have been the third or fourth son. You might have,
yes,
might have been
Lord.
All kinds of stuff when you were growing up. Might have caused all kinds of problems for your parents, but guess what? When daddy dies or mommy dies or whoever passes away, you get an inheritance because you're part of the family.
Right. Yeah.
Not because you did enough, not because you worked for it, but because of your birth. Amen?
Yeah.
Let me say this tonight. You never did join the church.
Yeah.
You never did join a tabernacle or a place. You never did join the kingdom or the family. You were born into
yes,
it.
Yeah.
And if you were never born into it, you're not a part of it.
That's right.
Your human ability can never produce enough to get you into it. Amen?
Amen.
If your human ability could produce it, then Jesus died in vain.
Yes, right.
You could do it all on your own. Amen?
Yes, right.
That's why Paul said that his grace, and he said if you could be saved by yourself, amen?
Right.
If you could do it yourself, he died in vain. Is that right?
Right.
Human ability can never produce it. If it could, it's an insult to everything that God has done, that he has suffered, that he has spoken.
Yeah.
Because what God did was not as good as what you can do.
That's it.
And Jesus is the biggest fool that ever was, because why did he go to the cross? And you could do it all by yourself.
Oh, my. Right. Come on now.
Now we look at that and we say, well, yeah, I agree with that, but what about your healing?
Yes.
What about your lost loved ones? What about your church? What about your joy? Amen.
Yep.
It's all the same thing.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We're going to work something up tonight. We're going to get excited.
Praise
God,
Lord.
Don't need to work nothing up. Amen.
Praise
He's placed inside of you and our keys and well.
Amen.
It's bubbling over. All
right.
You have to do is go drink from it. Amen.
Yes.
And then it gets cold out, it still runs.
That's right.
You put a rock over it, blows the rock up, still runs,
yes,
amen.
Lord.
There's something underneath it, bubbling up.
Yeah.
And you're not able to, you can't cap it off or restrain it, amen.
Oh,
it's got a strength.
There
it's got a flow. It's got a power of its own, amen.
It
doesn't need a dam or a pump or something to move it, amen. You don't have to crank it or push it. It's there. It has an ability of its own, amen.
Yes.
It's a natural thing that God has placed
amen.
Into it.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
It's the cleanest water and the nicest water you can get. God made it that way.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Brother Bramble says here in leadership, he says, speaking of this man, he says he was religious. He was by no means an infidel.
That's right.
And he had been taught by his mother how to do right, how to walk, how to dress himself. He had been taught by his father a great business, how to be a successful man. His business was successful. And father and mother had been raised in the church and had pointed him to the priest.
That's right. Come on now.
And this priest had made him a real religious man. Therefore, he was a fine cultured man. He was a fine boy with good character.
Come on now.
If Jesus looked at him and loved him, there's something about that boy that was real.
That's right.
Amen. He was sincere. I don't doubt that for one moment. Cain was sincere.
Sure was.
Sure was. Look, sincerity can't save you by itself. Amen.
That's right.
There's something real about him. Is that right? It says, the Bible said, we find out Mark, and Jesus beholding him loved him.
That's right.
Yeah, Jesus beholding him loved him. So therefore, there must be something real outstanding about this young fellow. Amen. He had a good character and good character rating. Wow. He was raised right, intelligent, smart, intellectual, successful in business, and a religious man. He had a lot of good characteristics that were outstanding, so much that it attracted the attention of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Come on.
Now you think about this man, and I think I preached this here before, but Brother Brandon tells us that, power without character is satanic, is that right? But power with character. No, it's power with character is fit to rule, amen? So just to have power is satanic, but if you have both, you're fit to rule. So if you just have character, amen? He said power with character is fit to rule. So you can have character, amen?
Right.
You can be sanctified. You can dress certain. You can have temperance, and you can be patient, and you can look the part and have a good, fine character.
Hit it, brother.
So much that it's like this man who attracted the attention of Jesus. And if that's not what it's all about, amen.
Right.
That has nothing to do with it, because this man, with all of his character and all of his training, walked away from the leadership of God that was placed in front of him. Oh, there's one thing that he lacked, amen, and what was it? The leadership of God.
Yes.
How we need today in our lives, in our churches, in our homes, the leadership of God, amen.
Yes.
Without it, it's human ability. We're going to try to do something from God. We'll try and do God's service and not be his will.
Yes.
And all the time we're wrestling, we're laboring, we're trying, you might as well stay at home.
Right.
Except the Lord built the house, they labor and vain that build it, amen?
That's right.
So many people, they struggle, amen? I'm going to bring it right here.
Yes.
Some of us in our personal lives, we struggle with things at work or things in our life, amen?
Yes.
We struggle with besetting sins. You're not to try and get rid of them, you're to lay them aside, amen?
Yes.
We wrestle with our with lost loved ones and things, and we try so hard. And I'm here to tell you, stop trying.
That's right.
Amen.
Just stop, amen?
Amen.
God doesn't need your help.
Right. Glory to God.
God, the only help God needs you to do is just do what he said. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
God just needs your hands.
Amen.
He just needs your, he don't need your ideas.
That's right.
He don't need your plans and your schemes and your effort.
That's right.
All he needs you to do is to yield.
Amen.
He's saying, surrender to me, amen.
Right.
And I can do all things, amen.
Yeah.
With men, these things are impossible. With God, all things are possible.
Amen. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
How many times are we tried and we fail because we're resting on human ability? The scripture says that the trying of your faith is more precious than gold. He said the trying of your human ability.
That's right. That's
so many times we're being tried in our human ability. We think, well, God's trying my faith. God's just testing me. Maybe he's wanting to see if I can do, if I can hold. God's not looking to see if you can do anything but believe, amen?
Yes.
And so many times that's why we wrestle with things 10, 20, 30 years, isn't it? Because God's testing us. God's waiting for you to give up.
Yes.
God's saying one of these days they're going to get tired, they're going to give up, and then I can do what I want to do.
Amen.
I'm waiting for you just to throw it down and say, I can't do it anymore.
Amen.
Exactly. That's what I was waiting for you to say. I want you to understand that you can't do it. You will never be able in a million years to produce what I can do in an instant.
Amen.
I can speak and change a situation.
That's right.
I can speak to the storm and it calms down. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
David's faith was tried one day. His brothers looked at him and said he was proud. Amen.
Right.
But he wasn't, like I said, religious people always see faith as pride, amen?
That's right.
But he wasn't being proud, amen? He wasn't making himself something. God said, you're going to be a king.
That's right. Yes.
Amen? You're going to be a king, you're going to reign, and I'm going to give you the ability, amen? Not in yourself, amen? But there's going to be something I'm placing inside of you.
Yes.
And when you confront a lion, when you confront a bear, when you confront a giant,
that's
you know that it's not you, it's God. God will give the Philistine into your hand. God has given me a bear. God has given me a lion. And this Philistine, this situation, this trial you're in tonight, he's no different.
Right.
Yes. This devil you're confronting tonight, he's no different. He's an uncircumcised Philistine squatting in your inheritance.
Yes.
He's got no place there. As long as you're trying, you'll be just like them people. I'm going to take on God. Oh, well, man, I don't know. It's kind of big. And you continue to wrestle and to try, and you'll fail every time. That's what Saul tried to do.
Sure did.
He had his ecclesiastical armor.
Right.
And here he's trying to, well, here, David, you should use my armor. Why? I didn't do nothing for you for 40 days.
Right.
If your armor's so good, why don't you go put on and fight with it, amen? See, Saul had nothing to offer David. He said, I can't use that. I didn't prove it. There's one thing I done proved. Amen. It wasn't a sling, it wasn't a stone, it was God. That God had anointed him, and God had chosen him, and that's the thing he could trust in. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's true.
Hallelujah.
But the prophet of God says, what is the real gift? The real gift is just to get out
of
it.
That's it. That's absolutely right.
If we could just grasp that tonight.
Yes, sir.
Maybe tonight, maybe you just, you're somewhere tonight, if you could just, maybe just come a little further in that, just understand the real gift is just to get out of the way.
Sure.
Amen. Well, if God could do this, that just get out of the way.
Amen.
Whatever you need,
sir.
He can do it.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He can do all. He does all things well. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever you need. Well, maybe I'm not gifted this way. Look, you got the gifter.
Yes.
You got the giver inside of you. Amen.
Yes.
He can do it. Amen. He's been doing it for thousands of years.
Yes.
He ain't failed one time yet.
Yes, sir.
So if God don't fail and we don't see things happen, what is it? It's not God. It's us.
That's right.
Somewhere along the way, we got in the way.
That's right.
We need to get out of the way so he can have his way. Amen.
Yes,
because God don't fail.
No, sir.
Now, if you're a Christian, you have to believe that, because otherwise you can't have confidence
right.
in your own birth.
That's right.
You're born by an incorruptible seed. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So we understand if God doesn't fail, God never fails, then something, if something's not coming to pass,
amen.
The way the scripture says, somewhere we've gotten in the way.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So tonight, let's check ourselves.
Yes.
You know, it amazes me. You look at these people, they gainsay the prophet's ministry and stuff like that. And I didn't even read the thing that, but somebody said something about, well, they're like the discernment. Because I'm thinking, how can you touch that? You can deny everything else, but look, just go hit play.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen?
Sure.
And there's so many discernment. Look, the woman of Ellen had to hear it one time.
That's right. That's right.
She didn't have to hear it 100,000 times.
Job
and Nathaniel, they only had to hear it one time,
yeah.
Amen. Yeah. They say, well, I wonder if you asked somebody about that. Now they said before you came in, when you were in the fig tree, I saw you. Behold, an Israelite who is no guile. He didn't write that down. Amen. Now they're saying, well, he got the prayer cards and he must have handed. I'm thinking, did they write on the prayer card that when you were 8 years old and you were wearing a checkered shirt and you were going to school one day, a dog attacked you and that's why you're nervous? Did they write all that on the card?
Come on, brother.
Well, I didn't see you out the other day with some other woman under a tree. Yeah, they put that on the card, Brother Kent, right? Seriously, how foolish can people be, amen?
That's right.
That's all it is, foolish. The fool has said in his heart there is no God.
That's right. Amen.
That's all it is foolishness. Well, they believe in God. They don't believe in a God of today, amen? They get crushed and by a pain of fire, amen?
That's right.
We have today. Vindication of the pillar of fire in our midst.
Yes, sir.
We have evidence today of the resurrection.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. This word of God has written another book of Acts.
That's right, yes, sir.
I love brother Wayne Lawson was saying this the other day. He was talking about this. People say, well, when that bride tree puts forth another branch, they'll write another book of Acts, and they're waiting for this. And it's like, please don't excuse Brother Branham from the bride.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Please don't excuse Brother Branham from the bride.
That's right.
We're waiting to see certain things happen. We've done seen it happen.
Yeah.
He's part of the bride. It's taking place. And let me say this. He didn't stop there.
That's right.
It's the same bride tonight. The same life. The same Jesus Christ. He still opens the eyes of the blind. He still raises the dead. He still baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And if you haven't received the Holy Ghost, you're trying human ability.
That's it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And that's why nothing seems to work. Amen.
That's right.
That's why churches fall apart.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That's why people wander off. Amen. They get some guy in the pulpit. He'll tell you some great mystery. He'll tell you all these things. And he'll scratch your itching ears. He can't tell you nothing about the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Because he never done received it himself.
Right. Yes, sir.
How can he tell you about an experience with God when you don't know nothing about it?
That's right.
Come on now.
Right.
And that man will sit there and he'll appeal to masses of people. Listen, Jesus, the multitudes followed him until he began to preach.
Yeah. That's right.
Father one. I tell you what, by the end of the day, they're all sitting there crying, crucify him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
His own disciples left him. Is that right?
That's right.
Woe unto you when all men speak well of you.
Amen. That's it.
Amen. Glory. Like Brother Bram said, what's greater, an angel in the heaven or an angel in the pulpit?
That's right, brother.
An angel in the pulpit, is that right? If we are an angel from heaven or any other man, he preaches a different gospel. Paul said that what I preach, let him be accursed.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. And again, I said, if any man preaches, let him be accursed.
Yes.
He's very fervent about this idea.
Yes, sir.
And he repeats it twice. Amen.
Yes,
We have all these great things, amen. Human ability.
That's right.
And in the sight of God, it's foolishness. Oh, we got $1 million building. Oh, we got 10, we got a jumbo jet, we got a plane. And God's looking at that, just shaking his head. You're foolish.
Amen.
It's foolish to God. I'm not saying you can't own a plane, I guess. I don't know. It's a plane. But what they're trying to do is in human ability, they have, it's like Saul. Amen.
Yes,
he started out small in his own eyes.
Yes.
But then he got into human ability.
Sure.
Now he don't have to listen to what God says anymore. Now he didn't have to wait for Samuel to come. He didn't have to wait on a word from God.
Come on.
Right.
He didn't have to wait on direction from the Holy Ghost. He'll just, well, I'm the king. I'll just go out and it'll work out. I'm the king. Amen?
Sure. Better, brother.
And that was the very thing that God that made him lose his place as a king. Amen?
That's right.
Because he got ahead of the leadership of God.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Amen? Paul said in 2 Corinthians 3, he says, not that we think ourselves sufficient, he says. He says, but our sufficiency is of God.
Absolutely.
Amen? When Paul is testifying to these things, he's very clear. Look, it's not me as a man. Me as a man, I was a blasphemer.
That's right.
I was a murderer. I'm the least of all saints. Amen?
That's right.
And if you want to compete with him over that, that's fine. But he said he was the least of all saints. Amen? We were talking about Brother Steve Lay in the back. I remember one time we were going to go out witnessing. And we were going to have Brother Steve Delaney, who's going to speak to some people and stuff. And he told me, he said, well, I'll do my best. I said, Brother Steve, don't do that.
That's right. Come on.
I don't want you to do your best.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
I don't want you to do your best. I said, Moses did his best one time, killed one Egyptian.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Because there's another rich young ruler, Brother Bram says, confronted with the leadership. Amen. It was Moses. He was young ruler. He was trained in the wisdom of the Egyptians.
Amen.
He was a smart man. He was powerful. He was going to be the heir and the king of Egypt. Amen. And one day he was confronted with the leadership of God, and he made a different choice.
Yes.
Amen. He chose the reproach of Christ
over
the riches. And now we read that, we think, well, that's pretty good. But think about this.
Yes,
and they had pyramids and gold and spires and armies. And he said, I'm going to go tromp out there in the mud.
That's right.
With the Lord's despised few.
Amen. That's it.
What is it about a man that will make him do that? He had to have seen something greater than Egypt. Or he would have never left it, amen? There had to be something that God presented to him. It was greater than all that, so much that he would take the bad part. He'd take the reproach. He'd take God's worst over Egypt's best. So many times we want this and that from God. When God says it's going to be a certain way, we say, well, you know what? Maybe the world has something better to offer me. Moses said, I'll take God's worst over the world's best. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
The unfortunate problem was he is a rich young ruler. He tried to serve God, but he did his own human ability as well.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Brother Andrew, I know something about young men. They try to do everything in their own ability all the time.
That's true. Come on.
God had to send him on the backside of the desert for 40 years until he got so old. So messed up, fought with his wife so many times.
Yep.
So he sat there one day smelling like a bunch of sheep. Said, man, I am worthless. I thought I was supposed to be something, but I ain't nothing. God said, finally.
Yep.
The time has come.
That's right.
Finally, he has acknowledged what I've been trying to tell him for 40 years.
That's right.
Finally, he understands.
Amen.
Now that he's old, he's got a walking stick. He ain't got no army. He ain't got no ability. He's so messed up, he can't even talk. He said, now I can use him.
That's right. Yeah.
So many times as young individuals, we're so stuck on our own ability to do stuff. We try, and I tell you what, I mean, I'm not old, but I've learned in just my little bit of a pilgrimage here. You know what? The harder I try, the worse I make it.
Right.
Abraham tried one day, and he made it worse.
That's right.
He tried to make the promise come to pass, and made it worse. God had let him age a little bit, too.
That's right.
Amen. How many Christians, I wonder, God is trying to do something. Like, we'll wait 20, 30 years, and we're ripened with age, and God's just waiting for us to give up.
Yes, sir.
God's just waiting. He said, you know what? I'd like to take care of that for you.
Thank you, Lord.
I really would.
Right. Amen.
I tell you what, you got your hands on it, so you got to give that to me.
That's it.
Right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We rely on human ability so much. Brother Craig Boer here, if I can share this, he told me years ago, I don't know if he ever told you about Brother Sheffy. It's a natural story. Does anybody here know about Brother Sheffy here? Praise God, we got some people here. Brother Sheffy, it's a real story, and they made a movie out. It's a Christian movie, I guess.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they don't have all
That's
this.
Right.
Others. But anyway, he has a biography, too, and this man, he
yes,
He come from a rich house. He was a rich young ruler, so to speak. He was a wealthy man, and they had devotions and stuff at their place, and he was running around with these young men one night and went to a meeting. This old guy was preaching. Just a simple mess about getting saved. Something pricked his heart, said, I want to be saved. He tried to go to his family. And he went to his aunt. She wouldn't receive him. He went out, and eventually they put him in the pulpit. They wouldn't preach. He tries to run out of the church, and the guy chases him out, slugs him, tells him to get back in the pulpit. And he says, well, I can't do it. You just saw what I said. He says, that's why I know you're called to do it. Because you understand it's a fearful thing to handle the word of God.
That's right.
And God would take this man, and just for the sake of time, he'd take this man, and he ended up saving his aunt and having revivals for this man. This man, he'd wander around, and they knew him as a man of prayer. Amen. I said, praise God, if I want to be known as something,
amen.
I want to be known as something. That guy prayed, and God answers his prayer.
That's it. Yes, sir.
But I just, and it's funny, because when I was in Africa, I had like a down day, and the guy mentioned this movie to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, Brother Craig told me about it years ago, and we watched it. And I was thinking about this idea of human ability, because he had to understand it wasn't his human ability. And
right
at the end of the movie, he kind of gets lifted up on something and makes a mess of it. So
yes,
none of us are
right
exempt from
sure
this, amen?
Right.
But I say this because I looked at this man's life, amen? I remember you looked at, I when I was young, I read Smith Wigglesworth's memoirs and stuff like that, and people were just, they were so excited about his ministry. They said, God had to break me 100 times to get me to this place.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, that's it.
Amen? We want to be so powerful and awesome and do such great things. But nobody wants to be broken.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
We want to know him in the power of his resurrection, but we don't want to know him in the fellowship of his suffering.
That's
right
it.
Right.
Brother Brandon, we look at this man, and we just envy him and his ministry. Brother
yeah,
Brandon, don't ever desire ministry like this.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Right.
God had to run him through the ringer
right
a few
right
times. Amen.
Absolutely.
You know, some of us have suffered things, but this man, he lost his wife.
Right. Yes.
Lost his daughter because of his disobedience.
That's
one
right
time.
Right. Sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
Tell you what, somewhere along the line we have to realize that we're not capable.
That's it.
Amen. It's like I've talked about before. There's a woman one day, she put 2 mites in the box, and Jesus said she gave more.
That's right.
Faith
absolutely
is not how much you give, it's how little you hold back.
That's it.
And so many of us were holding back from God.
Oh,
we've reserved places in our houses. We've reserved places in our lives and our ministries where we say, God, I want this to be a certain way. You can have the rest. Leave this part for me. God don't want that. God's saying, I can help you with that. I
yes
can make it better. And I
yes
testify.
Lord.
Whatever you
yes
give to
Lord
God, God will make it better.
That's
amen
right.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus borrowed a boat one day.
That's
and
right
came back and filled it up with fish. Amen.
That's right. Glory
Jesus
to God
borrowed a grave one day and he emptied out the next. Is that right?
Yeah.
3 days later. Is that right?
That's right.
I'll tell you what, whatever Jesus takes, he makes it better. Amen.
Amen.
He don't make it worse.
Thank you, Lord.
I've seen time and time again. Whatever we can give to God, amen.
Yes, Lord.
But we can
Lord
surrender to
amen
him.
Amen.
But we can allow. It's like Martin Luther said, I've held many things in my hand in my life, but I've lost them all. But everything I've put in God's hand, I've never lost.
That's
amen
right.
Amen.
And I just want to testify tonight, that's been the truth in my life. I've seen that. Amen.
Come on, brother. Yes, sir.
I've had to, like so many of you, I've had to find strength in time of weakness.
That's right.
Amen. I've had to wrestle with my greatest enemy.
That's right.
Which
yes
is
sir
not the devil.
That's right.
This guy right here.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You have to come to a place where you say, I cannot overcome this man. Paul tried the same thing, amen?
Yeah, that's right.
And the harder he tried, he said, the things that I would do, I don't do them.
That's right.
I'm supposed to have a devotion. I'm supposed to have joy. But I can't seem to get the victory.
Right.
The things I try to lay down, the things I try to stop, I keep doing it. But he had a recognition when it's not me anymore. It's no longer I. It's sin in my members. There's something. It's warring
Lord
against the law of my
Lord
life. And it's greater
Lord
than me. I can't seem to beat it.
Come on now.
And that's when you come to a place that the Spirit, the law
yes
of the
Lord
Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free.
Amen.
He's no longer resting on his mind and
right
his ability, but he
yes
comes into
Lord
something. He met something greater than himself.
Yes.
He found strength in the time of weakness. And when his strength, amen, was gone, and
yes
he was in a place of desperation, in a place of absolute weakness, and absolute ability,
yes
that's
sir
where God could move in his life.
Yes.
Praise
amen. And we're in no great. I want to say tonight, if you're in a desperate place tonight and things are just falling apart, you're in no greater place tonight. Amen. There's no greater place to see God move.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There's no miracle that ever happened in the Bible happened for somebody who's ready for it.
That's right.
No miracle ever happened for somebody that's prepared. Amen. It's when you didn't have, and when you couldn't
yes
do, and when you were trapped
that's
against
it
the Red Sea.
Amen.
That's when God sends
yeah
a miracle.
Yeah.
Because you have nowhere else to turn.
Yeah.
You weren't ready for it. You weren't able to overcome. And God
preach for myself, amen.
Yes, sir.
You begin to minister, and you try so hard, and you.
Yep.
Let me say this: I'm in a place tonight. If you're here tonight, I want you to understand. I'm not here tonight to get you excited.
Preach, brother.
Amen? Because your excitement won't set you free. Amen?
Right.
I'm not concerned about you shouting and running and jumping and dancing. Amen? Because you can walk out of here and still be bound. Amen? That stuff's fine. Amen? But I'm not here to cause that. Amen? I'm not here to impress you with how much revelation I got. Because you can understand all the mysteries and not have charity. Amen? You can have faith to move mountains and not have charity. Amen? I'm not concerned about that. And I didn't come here to be like some other minister because they're comparing themselves with themselves and not wise. Amen?
That's
I'm not trying to be as awesome as Brother Andrew, or somebody trying to be as awesome as I just know it's foolishness. I don't care.
Right. Amen.
I'm in such a place in my life I don't even care about it anymore. The only thing I care about is not my will.
Amen.
Thy will be done.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I'm in such a place tonight.
Yes, Lord.
That's all I care about. Amen. That brother asked me when they were talking about ambition. He said, "What's your ambition, brother?" And we were kind of cutting up until then. And all of a sudden, I just got real serious and I said, "My ambition is to hear. Well done."
That's right.
Amen.
At the end of the day, no matter what I go through, what takes place, no matter what mistakes I make, if I wind up rich or poor or dead or forgotten, the only thing I want out of life is to walk out and hear the words, "Well done."
Amen.
Yes, if I hear that, it was all worthwhile.
Yes, sir.
That's the only thing that matters to me, amen.
Amen.
Is to hear him out of his own lips say, "Well done."
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Enter in, "Well done."
Yes.
Amen.
To think that Jesus Christ,
yes, sir,
will be pleased enough with us tonight. Not us, but the life he lives
that's
in us.
Right.
The life that I live, not live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Yeah. That's right.
He could be so pleased with the life inside of me, despite my mistakes, despite my failure, despite my human effort. He could say, "Well done."
Yeah.
That's my desire. That's my ambition tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Our purpose to gather together tonight is not to excite and impress one another, but they speaking the truth in love.
That's right.
Amen. Not just speaking the truth, but speaking in love would edify
one another.
That's
right. Amen.
How many times do we try to get somebody saved?
Yep, that's it.
Try to speak to a loved one or try to
speak
to somebody church.
Yeah.
We see something wrong, we try to correct
them.
Well, the Bible says this, the cop said that, but why are we doing it? Are we
doing
it out of love?
Come on, brother.
Because look, if you're not doing it out of love, it ain't going to do nothing for them. It ain't going to do nothing for you. Amen.
That's right. No, sir.
I think so many times, like Brother Graham said, it's more important to live your sermon than to preach it, amen?
That's right.
You've got a duty to God to live your sermon, amen? If you're not
right.
called to preach, you still live it. If you're called to preach, you got to live it first, amen?
That's right. Yeah.
So many times we try to help people or get them saved. Did we go to the Lord about that first?
That's it. That's right.
Did we ask God? Did we consult God before we went up to fight the enemy?
Hit it.
God, what do you have? Would you have me to go up here today?
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Did we pray to God about it? Did we pray for them?
Sir, that's it.
Amen. So many
that's
times we want to do all this stuff. We want to pray for them. We want to get on our knees when nobody's looking.
Yeah, hit it, brother.
Nobody's there to say,
Yeah.
Good job, brother. You're spiritual.
Come on.
You're a real Christian. I see you. You went and did this and gave that, but what about when nobody's looking?
That's
we really
it,
go
brother.
On our knees and be rewarded and open because we prayed in secret.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's it.
See, we reserve little parts to say, well, I don't people recognize me.
That's it, brother. Hit it.
I'm a good Christian.
Come on now. That's it. It's true.
You look at Brother Branham. He'd go to a man, old snake eyes bird. He said he didn't throw some message book at him. He just went hunting with him. But he seen something real one day.
That's right.
He seen a mother
Absolutely.
Deer. He saw something real. And you know what? He knew where to go.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Because he lived in front of him the life. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't trying to hammer it, shove down his throat. Amen. I'm not saying not to preach your witness to people, but so many times we try.
Yep.
Right. Sledgehammer people into the kingdom or sledge somebody into the blessing, amen. God's saying, look, I'm trying to give it to them, amen.
That's right.
Like, I'm trying to help you out. You know that, we're talking about leadership, talking about that man at Kentucky Holler that he witnessed to. He started talking about the trees and where's the life going, the
That's
wind
right.
and
yes,
stuff.
Sir.
This is so unorthodox.
Yeah.
That's why it worked.
Yeah, amen.
Amen, because he was trusting in God, amen. He wasn't looking to
impress
the man.
Yes,
I think
sir.
I used this here before. I believe it was Teddy Roosevelt said that, it's okay, I'm going to quote him tonight, but
That's all right.
He said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Man.
And I don't know about you tonight as I close with this, but I'm not satisfied tonight to kill one Egyptian.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Amen. I'm not satisfied
yes.
to kill the Egyptian. Tonight, maybe you're trying to kill the Egyptian. Stop
Jesus
trying to kill the
Christ.
Egyptian. Go speak to that
Thank
burning bush.
Lord.
He'll give you direction,
thank
amen.
You,
he'll give you a place, amen. He'll give you a commission. He'll give
Ghost.
You gifts. He'll give you a calling. He'll give you a
Hallelujah.
Place. Amen. That's what we need tonight is to go to God.
Amen.
Yes,
so God, what kind of ministry do you want me to have? What kind of purpose do you have for me? What do you want me to say tonight?
Amen.
Not well, how can I get people to, and I tell you what, like I was talking about in the meeting with we that's a phenomenal time one night. We were just moving and praising God and stuff, but look, I'm not trying to replicate something tonight.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I'm not trying to make something happen.
That's right.
I have no desire to make something happen. I tell you what, I'm almost kind of lazy about it sometimes, but thank God. I'm more out. And that's why we get wore out. Paul said, be not weary in well doing.
That's right. That's
why? Because we keep trying to do stuff.
That's it.
But if we could just allow God to do things.
Come on, brother.
Sure.
That's right.
Because that's what he desires. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We're not saved by works, but we're his workmanship.
That's it.
We're his work, creating Christ unto good works. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
He wants to do it.
That's
he that's entered into his rest has ceased from his own works.
Hallelujah.
My desire tonight is Christians, this is where we're all at.
One place
or the other in our lives. There's somewhere in our lives, each of us. I tonight,
amen.
I need
Lord.
To surrender to God more.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
That his grace that's bestowed upon me would not be in vain.
Yes, Lord.
That he'd say, well done.
Yes, Lord.
God has given us, look at this message we have.
Yeah.
Look at this place we're at tonight.
Amen.
This word of God.
Amen.
You know, I went to a country. Can you imagine God sent us a prophet this church age? He was a man that spoke French from an African country. He was a black prophet. Where would we be tonight? How many of us would even know about it? Amen?
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. We'd have to translate the messages and get all this and try and learn it. We'd be all over the place. We are so blessed as a
yes,
people
Lord.
In this country.
It's true. Yeah. Lord help
that's
us.
Why so
that's
many
right.
people want us to come as missionaries, because they might have 10 sermons, really,
yes.
can't?
God
yeah.
help us.
They might have 10 sermons, and that's all they're not. And they preach that, and they believe that the best thing.
Yeah. Right.
We've got it all.
Right.
It's in our own language, so it's accessible to us.
Right.
We've got God called men. We've got Holy Ghost people.
Hallelujah.
Gifts of God and manifestation. We have so much grace given to us
Amen.
In this place tonight, in America.
Yes.
That's right.
Us as individuals.
Amen.
We don't go home tonight and worry
yes.
if
right.
if somebody's going to come yep. by. We've got nice houses. We've got locked doors.
Thank
Amen.
Lord.
We've got, we don't have the problems so many places have. Amen. We've got such grace.
Yes.
We've had such mercy.
Yes.
Praise
Lord,
Lord,
we're so careless with it. Amen.
Thank you.
Tonight I beseech you, don't receive the grace of God in vain. Be workers together with him, amen.
Oh, praise you, Lord.
Because look, God is blessed us, but God wants to bless us more.
Amen. Amen.
And it's not just for us. He's doing it. He said that you ask these
yes.
things, and I'll do it to my Father is glorified.
That's right. Amen.
God's looking to fulfill his purpose in us because we're his children.
Amen.
We're his body, his
That's
flesh,
right.
and no man
right.
ever hated his own flesh.
Amen.
God's
Thank
looking
Lord.
To take care of his own tonight, amen.
Hallelujah.
My kids, I tell you what. It's such a blessing, but it's funny when a kid tries to do something themselves.
Yeah.
They don't know how to do it. You're thinking, I'll help you out with that, son. Sweetheart, I'll do that for you. Just let me.
That's
you
it.
Know,
exactly
in my natural life as a parent, I just want to say this to close. In our natural lives as a parent, I'm trying to teach my kids to trust in God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm trying to raise them push, but they don't have to rely on me anymore.
That's right. That's
Amen.
It, brother.
But
Absolutely.
See, it's the opposite with God. God wants us. As we get more mature, we rely on him more and more.
Yes,
we start out in a new birth as a baby.
Right.
We have a lot of our own ideas,
right.
yes,
a
right.
lot of our own effort,
right. Right.
a lot of our own ability.
Sure.
As we grow in God, as we grow in Christ, we're not learning to become independent, we're becoming dependent.
Yes, Lord.
The life inside of us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let's stand. Maybe tonight, as I said, I know we all wrestle with it because we're all here tonight. We're all human beings, but maybe there's somewhere particularly in your life tonight. And God is trying to, he's made promises in the scripture for your family, for your life, for your health, whatever it be. He promised you direction. He promised you all these things. He promised you deliverance. He's bestowed grace upon you, but maybe tonight you're wrestling somewhere. And maybe you're just waiting on God, and that's fine, that's good. We inherit the promises by faith and patience. But maybe somewhere we've kind of gotten away a little bit. Kind of stopped up the flow. I wonder tonight if we might not go to the Lord and say, Lord, search me. If there's something in me, Lord, if there's something I can lay down tonight. Lord, I'm desiring this thing more than my own pride or my own idea. Tonight, maybe even just close our eyes and lift a hand and say, God, I just want to be more yielded to you tonight. Whatever it would be. Maybe it's maybe you haven't even given your life to him tonight. Whatever it would be, I beseech you that. Ambassador of Christ. Just think. give that thing to him tonight. To yield to God tonight. Not so much just here, but as we go out, as we live our lives. As a parent, I make mistakes. I have trials. God, help me be a better parent. Help me to be a better husband. Help me be a better minister, Lord. Lord, you've made so many things for me. You've done so much for me. Lord, now I just need to let you do it. Just to surrender to you. Father, I went over to Africa, Lord. I desire a hunger to see souls saved. God, you met that desire because I trusted you to do it, Father. I can't save a soul tonight. I can't change a life. But your spirit in me can. Your spirit within can do all things. God, I'm believing tonight you can help somebody here tonight. For no one else is for me tonight. Lord, I had a sermon plan tonight, but I decided that I was going to trust in you and not in human ability. I believe tonight that the sermon was for us, that you spoke to us. Heavenly Father, we just ask you now to help each of us, Father. May we change our confession. May we set our eyes and our affections on things above, Father. May we do what is in our hearts, what you've placed there, Father. May we surrender to that, Father. May we go to you in prayer, Father, not as a duty, but as a privilege to yield to you in your presence, to receive marching orders, to get deliverance, to enjoy your presence, Father. As we look into your word, not as a newspaper, but as a source of comfort and strength, consolation for us, Father, that this grace, it's so marvelous, Father. This capstone is sent with grace, grace. May we not receive it in vain tonight.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
May it not be in vain tonight. But may we labor more abundantly than any other church age. May we be so blessed, yet not us, but the grace of God in our lives. That at the end of the road, we would hear that voice.
Lord.
We'd hear that voice say, well done.
Yes.
Come on in, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Come on in, my daughter. Well done. Heavenly Father, tonight that's my desire to hear the Master say, well done. I'm not playing for the crowd tonight, Lord. I'm playing for you. Oh, Father, may you just be blessed. May your life be so on display that you be pleased. Father, we just give you all the praise, glory, and honor. May you have preeminence in these people according to your purpose. For we ask you in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
still speaks. I know his voice, sweeter song never heard by mortal ears. And to think that God, by his own choice, would speak.
Say it to him tonight. Say, thank you, Lord. Oh. keeps playing softly. So I'd like to give the opportunity tonight, as we're in his presence, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe in praying for the sick. I believe these signs still fall in that belief. We lay our hands on the sick, they'll recover. Any device of the enemy will be brought down. If you'd like prayer tonight, this is the time I invite you to come up. Make a declaration that, Lord, I have a need tonight. Brother Alexander and I will be happy to pray with you. We believe in Jesus Christ. Hear our request. The simplicity of his gospel. I so appreciate these little guys not afraid to come up here. I pray God would show us that that's the kind of faith we're supposed to have. If you don't come like a little child, you won't get in. If you make it complicated or hard or some kind of formula, it takes some calculus to figure this out, you've come the wrong way. It's God said so. I asked him, he'll do it. Amen. We're going to pray with our brothers. Feel free to worship. Feel free to pray for one another.
Lord God.
Drop me out of the fire and away.
Yes.
Sing, Lord, I believe. You sing it out of your own heart, out of your own lips. Sing it now. Lord, that I believe. Let faith arise. Oh, Lord, I believe. All things are. Don't be afraid. Press right in now. Yes, Lord, I believe. The mighty angel met John. He said he had a little book in his hands. And the angel said, take the little book. What does that mean, Brother Andrew? Take it. It's freely given. It's yours. But you take it. You put it on your lips. You say this is the way it's going to be, devil. You lied to me. You told me I'm going to be in bondage, but no more. You told me I'm going to be sick, but no more. I'm taking what God said. I'm taking the book, and you're leaving, devil. It's eviction orders by the Holy Ghost. and the enforcers here tonight. That's it. Just keep pressing right in. Don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. It's the worst thing to be afraid right now. Walk right to the holies of holies with the blood of Christ all over you and ask for anything you desire tonight. Ask for anything in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't let fear come in here. Everyone's just fine. It's just the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead and jump right on into the Holy Ghost. Don't hold nothing back. This is the worst time in the world to hold anything back from God. You be honest. You be sincere. You give Him everything you've got. You love Him with everything in your heart right now. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get in that Holy of Holies. Get where it's just you and Him right now. And things are going to happen all over this place that have. Everything's already happened. We've asked for it, but keep asking. Ask that your joys might be full. Glory to God in the highest. There shouldn't be one sick person in this building when we leave tonight. There shouldn't be one lost person in this building before we leave. Oh, thank you, Lord. I love watching the joy of the Lord sweep right over his soul and deliver him from a rotten devil that's been tormenting him for years. I love it. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, Jesus. I'm longing for Jesus. I have a longing in my heart for
Him.
The only way you can long for Him is because He first longed for you. Just to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for love. And to feel His presence, I have a longing in my heart for You. Let's make it personal. Longing for You, Lord.
Yes, I'm
worship our God.
Hallelujah. Glory in the highest.
I praise
you. Lift up your name.
I praise you, Father.
You're worthy. You're worthy. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you for hearing us, Lord. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. With all
Hallelujah.
Your heart, just lift your voices to Him,
praise
God.
Jesus.
Glory to God in the highest. I lift you up, Lord. You're worthy of all praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessing and honor.
Praise
glory and power be to you.
Praise thy name.
Hallelujah. Forever and ever, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Glory.
Praise you.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you.
Glory.
Want to sing "What Will It Be" after you feel the Holy Ghost come like that? He's still here right now, so if you ain't got what you have need of, that's all right. Our sister coming up forward. I want to say the same for anyone else. If you don't have your need, you have no reason to leave here without it. There's enough God in this place to whip any devil, anytime, anywhere. He's right here, right now. He ain't 2 feet from here, Brother Alexander. That's the Holy Ghost. You think that's emotion? That was the Spirit of God come right there. Hallelujah.
Yes.
that what a friend we have.
And what a friend we have in Jesus.
Have in Jesus.
All our sins and griefs to bear.